Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled, Go Forth, Unafraid and Unashamed.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord appointed 72 others and sent them out ahead of him in pairs to all the towns and places he himself was to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is rich, but the laborers are few, so ask the Lord of the harvest to send laborers to his harvest. Start off now. But remember, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Carry no purse, no haversack, no sandals. Salute no one on the road. Whatever house you go into, let your first words be peace to this house. And if a man of peace lives there, your peace will go and rest on him. If not, it will come back to you. Stay in the same house, taking what food and drink they have to offer, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not move from house to house. Whenever you go into a town where they milk you, welcome. Eat what is set before you. Cure those in it who are sick, and say, the kingdom of God is very near to you." The Gospel of the Lord. The translation of the Gospel passage here is from the Jerusalem Bible and not the usual Revised Standard Version because, well, it seemed clearer and more fluid to me. So, anyway, here's the model that St. Dominic had in mind when he sent out his friars to the peoples of Europe. He sent them in pairs and in great simplicity, greeting those they met with the peace of God, accepting hospitality when it was offered. Totally unpretentious. And there were not many of them to undertake this work in the beginning. As Mark's Gospel has it, the labourers are few, a situation that's increasingly familiar, at least where I live, with many communities having to get by without a resident priest, and many convents closing because there are not enough professed religious to keep them going. So, the two saints that we remember today, Timothy and Titus, were sent by Paul to work with communities where their task must have been as demanding and as heavy, and yes, as discouraging at times as it is for many priests today. Paul tells Timothy not to be timid or ashamed. He tells Titus to organize elders, lay leaders, in every town. That's good advice for us today. We mustn't be afraid to witness to the Lord. We must have faith in lay men and women who take on various kinds of responsibility in our parishes and in our social contexts. Some of us are already doing this in various ways, not just as catechists or Eucharistic ministers or members of the parish council, but witnessing to our faith in the Lord, unafraid, unashamed, collaborating, organizing, and always knowing that we'll find ourselves some of the time like lambs in the midst of wolves, as Jesus puts it. Because yes, we'll meet with hostility, even within the Christian community. The wolves are not just people who don't share our faith. But as a lamb grows up, it becomes a supplier of wool. And that wool can keep other people warm, not just family and friends and allies, all sorts of people. Well, Timothy and Titus were sent to different contexts. Timothy was sent to Jewish communities, partly because his mother was Jewish. Titus was sent to the Gentiles because he was the son of pagans. There must have been encounters with wolves, human wolves, that is, but they persevered, unafraid, unashamed, the way all of us need to be.